أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. This is the first part of the of Ayatul Kursi and the greatest part of it. In here, Allah Ta'ala explains, like in the previous, just before this, Allah Ta'ala said, وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The non-believers who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, or those who believe but associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, who are mushriks, like the Christians, the Hindus, etc. They do believe in Allah as a supreme being, but they associate many partners to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, don't you be like that. Oh, you who believe, you believe in Allah. Allah is that being that was in existence since ever. There is no beginning to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will be in existence forever. There is no ending to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is since ever. Allah is forever. And so that great being, Allah has got absolute power and absolute qudrat over everything. Allah's knowledge is complete. Fully comprehensive. What we think about, that also each and every person, what is thinking, Allah Ta'ala knows. يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah knows all the secrets of ours, and what is more hidden than the secrets also. Even that Allah Ta'ala knows. There isn't a leaf that is moving, shaking on the trees that Allah hasn't got the knowledge of. That one leaf has got so many parts in it, the veins which are in there, the various components. Allah is fully aware of that. There isn't an ant that is moving, a black ant that is moving in a black night on a black stone, that we cannot see it, we can't hear the sound, but Allah is fully aware of that. So you believe in that Allah. La ilaha illahu. Uske siwa koi ma'bud nahi. Besides him, there is nobody. In reality, there is nobody besides Allah Ta'ala. Everyone, all of us, the whole world, the farishtas, the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the jinn, all of us are ma'doom, are non-existent. We are only in existence by Allah's command. And only for as long as Allah wishes. When Allah wishes, we die, we are still in existence in our qabr. But the time will come when Allah Ta'ala, when the trumpet will be blown and there will be nothing again. And then Allah will resurrect everything again as it was, all the actions of people. So that is Allah, la ilaha illahu. There is no one else who has got this qudrat, who has got this power. Allah alone. It is Allah who has got, who is the only one who has got all this power and the qudrat, and nobody and nothing else has got any qudrat besides him. Al-Hayy. Zinda hai. He is the only one who is living. That is, the actual living being is only Allah Ta'ala. And all of us and all the creation of Allah Ta'ala is by Allah giving us life. We haven't got our life on our own. None of us sitting here, our life, we can control our life. What can happen at this moment, what can happen in the next 5 minutes, it's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Many times we hear a person, husband and wife, the wife is very sick. A phone rings, middle of the night, and it's their number. We are sure she has passed away. When we get the news, the husband has passed away. The one who was looking after her, and she who was so sick, she's still living. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and our life is just like our image, our shadow. The shadow is not in existence of its own. It is because of the object that the shadow is there. If the object is not there, there is no shadow. Or our image in water, or in a mirror. When we see ourselves, that image in the mirror has got no existence of its own. We are standing there, we are seeing ourselves. The minute we move away, that image is not there. In water also. And more than that, we are in existence only by the qudrat of Allah. Whenever he wants to, he can remove us completely. And there is nothing left of ours. Just like we move away, our shadow does not remain there. Like that, we won't remain as soon as Allah wishes to take us away. And he is Al-Hayy. He is forever. He has been since ever. He is forever. Al-Qayyum. Sabkat. Thamne wala. And it is only Allah Ta'ala by whose qudrat things are in existence. And this is what man has to learn and gain in his life. Realize many a man, all the kuffar generally, unfortunately many Muslims also, we think we are in charge. We are in control of things. We are not in control of anything. We are not in control of winking an eye. We are not in control of lifting a finger. If Allah wishes to, we see how many people who can't blink an eye. How many people who can't lift a finger. And when mort will come, nobody can do anything. We might think Fir'aun, it is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. And that went to his head. And he thought, I'm God. And he said, Ana Rabbukum al-Ala. So even a person who rules for 400 years without any headache, perfect health, he also, his life is not in his control. When finally he was destroyed and killed, in the water which he used to say, that don't you see that I own this water? This water are running by my command. And the same water drowned him. And there was nothing left of him after that. So like that we have got nothing. It is only Allah alone who is keeping us alive. Our line is fully in the hands of Allah. Whenever he wants to pull the line, he will pull it and we will not be in existence. So that aqidah, that belief, this ayat is known as the king of all the ayat. And it is for this reason that our iman, our yaqeen comes right. Not only that we rewrite it and we hang it at our doors for protection, and that Ayatul Kursi is for that. No, Ayatul Kursi is to correct our iman, to correct our yaqeen on that great being. And a person who acquires this complete iman on Allah Ta'ala, he has acquired the greatest treasure. There is no greater treasure than having iman on Allah and that full conviction, that yaqeen on the Zat, on the being of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, He is the one, only one. And that is Ism-e Azam, Allah. That when we say it, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, that is Ism-e Azam, but to say it in such a way that at that time there is no one else and nothing else in the heart. Nobody can help me. Nobody can do anything for me. Allah alone. When a person turns like that to Allah, Allah will turn the world upside down for him. Allah will do everything for him. And for that we have to clean our heart. To clean our heart, Allah has given us the great amal of the zikr of Allah. With every la ilaha, we are cleaning the house, heart, emptying it out. Illallah, we are putting only Allah. We should do the zikr 100 times a day. A person who makes the zikr 100 times a day, he will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. And to read it 100 times doesn't take long at all. And we should do it with that concentration that we are removing everything from our heart and putting only Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? If somebody asks me, what dua are you making? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. I'm asking of Allah, He Himself, that He must come fully in my heart. My eyes must turn away from everything else besides Allah, and I only turn to Allah. And that is the logical thing for a person, because La ilaha illahu, there is nobody but Him. So only have Him in your heart. He is reality. Everything else is a fake. It doesn't re-exist. It is just there by the qudrat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. By itself, it doesn't exist. So have only Allah in your heart. And why not when He is Al-Hayy? He is forever living. He cannot be in non-existence for a single moment. And everyone and everything else besides Allah Ta'ala was in non-existence, and it's only in existence by the Qudrat of Allah. Again it will become non-existent. Then Allah will give it existence again, and only by Allah's Qudrat will a person be forever in Jannat, and may Allah save us, or forever in Jahannam. It is all in the hands of Allah. He is Al-Qayyum. He is keeping the whole world alive. Whatever is happening is only by the Qudrat of Allah. No science, no infrastructure, no government, no authority, nobody can do anything. Everything will come to an end. It is just an outward picture, just like a dream that we are making. Like a little child draws a picture of something, it's just a picture, it is nothing. Like that this whole world is absolutely nothing. The only reality is the being of Allah. This is that great August ayat, Ayatul Kursi, that starts in this great dramatic way. May Allah make it a reality in our lives, that it comes in our lives and we understand the full meaning of it, and it comes into our lives, into our hearts. وآخر دعوانا